Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we're back. And we got a little bit of a clip here from a former chief border patrol, who's a whistleblower. So it's just a short clip, but go ahead with that.
In San Diego, we had an exponential increase in significant interest aliens. These are aliens with significant ties to terrorism. Prior to this administration, the San Diego sector averaged 10 to 15 SIA arrests per year. Once word was out, the border was far easier to cross. San Diego went to over 100 SIAs in 2022, well over that in 2023, and even more than that registered this year. These are only the ones we caught. At the time, I was told I could not release any information on this increase in SIAs or mention any of the arrests. The administration was trying to convince the public there was no threat at the border. Fentanyl is another issue. The San Diego area sees between 80 and 90% of the methamphetamine and fentanyl seizures annually for our entire country. With little enforcement at the border, these drugs were coming through in mass. During my last year in San Diego, the price for a single pill of fentanyl, for example, went from $10 to 25 cents. To make matters worse, during 2022 and 23, I had to shut down San Diego traffic checkpoints, which are critical for drug interdiction, because the resources had been diverted to the process and release mission. The large numbers also had and still have a negative impact on the San Diego community. I had to release illegal aliens by the hundreds each day into communities who could not support them. To quiet the problem, two flights a week were provided from San Diego to Texas. These flights simply brought aliens that would have been released in San Diego over to Texas. Each flight cost approximately $150,000. This was the administration's way to try and quiet the border-wide crisis.
There you go. You see, again, you know, and they're still doing that. And they got the full backing of the fake news media, NBC, ABC, CBS. They will not talk about this, just like the very same thing. Right now, today, many, many people are still getting sick every day. A large number of children have that myocarditis, you know, and they're getting sick, and people are dying. But the fake news media, NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, PMSNBC, you won't hear a word of that. They're told to keep it quiet, you know, betray the American people, just betray them, and they will. Now, I just got a call earlier, Joe, and from out there in Medina, C.S. Thunder called in, and he was at a Walmart in Medina, and it appears a Democrat set a fire out there. And I guess it did a heck of a lot of damage, and they closed the store down out there in Medina. That's about all I knew about it. Now, there's something else here. Do you know?
There's a lot of that kind of. I've got several articles where there are all kinds of stories of people being slugged, hit, pushed down. A lot of people are afraid. I think that's why the polls don't show the number of why they calling this election so close. A lot of Republicans live in areas where they're afraid to wear a t-shirt or a hat because they're being spit on, they're being slugged, knocked over. A lot of things happening, so people are keeping quiet. But what it does is it shows what the left is really all about. They keep talking about us, how, you know, we're the deplorables, we're the racists, we're the xenophobes, we're the Hitler-loving people, and yet, where is the violence always found? On the left. You go back, I don't care how many years, 5, 10, 15, 20, 50 years ago, whenever there's violence, it's always people on the left bringing about the violence, bringing about the hatred, and we're seeing this just come to pass. These people are vile, and I just want to bring it up. Look at Kamala's been having all these Hollywood people, and they're coming out, and the people on the left are using all the inferences like Trump is Hitler, he's going to be a dictator, he's going to imprison people, he's going to use the military. I mean, I've never heard such outrageous lies, but It's always the left that brings the hatred. And not only that, look at the people like she had, Kamala had Cardi B, which is a rap singer, and her songs are vile, full of words that we wouldn't dare use on the radio. And she was giving a little plug for Kamala there at a rally, and she had to use a cell phone because she couldn't read off the teleprompter or something. There was a glitch, and anyway, she really messed it up. And so she wrote an explanation, and it's called a expletive-laden little thing she wrote, and I was looking at it. She cannot do a complete sentence without using the frog word once, twice, sometimes three times in a sentence, using every foul word. In fact, I was talking with you earlier as I read through this article. Her language was worse than anything I heard in Vietnam. Sometimes the language got a little rough there in combat. This person just rude, crude, lewd, every dirty, foul word she's using. And here we have, here is Hollywood. These are the people that are supporting Kamala Harris, the ones that the sex, the drugs, the parties, the all the divorce, the all the sin you can think of that Hollywood embraces, the drinking and everything, the wild parties. Look at who is supporting her, and look at who is supporting Trump. Trump is supported by the Christians, the working men and women. He's supported by the real people who make America work. He's supported by all the good people that I know. And then I look at who's on the left supporting. You've got some of the most radical, vile people who have lied their entire career. That right there should tell you something. Evil is for Harris. The people that are righteous, patriotic, love their country, were willing to go serve and fight and bleed and die for the country are for Trump. The ones that hated the military, didn't want to go join the military, they're the ones that are what? Hollywood fans, you know, following Cardi B and people like that to their music. Right there should tell you the whole story.
Yeah, there's a
going into the politics of it, right?
There's a tweet that I just saw that kind of encapsulates all of that. it says, so to recap, Donald Trump is endorsed by RFK Jr., Tulsi Gabbard, Elon Musk, Joe Rogan, Tucker Carlson, Hulk Hogan, Dr. Phil, Buzz Aldrin, and Kamala is endorsed by the Diddy List. Choose wisely, America.
The Diddy List, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you know, some of those people...
Those horrible wild parties, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, look where she went to speak. She spoke at that... What is that group, the trans things that dress up like nuns?
The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence. Probably the most vile, radical group in America, right?
And then who is that blonde-headed woman that's got that... She's got that program on the internet. She's the one. She's really vulgar. I mean, really. She's out there. She's one of the rising stars in there. Where she had Kamala was there, and they were laughing. And then this woman, there's four men out there that are pretending like they're going to dance. And this woman, this blonde-headed woman, the host of this is live. Was pretending she was simulating giving each man on her knees in front of each man.
Shouldn't mention on the air.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what she was.
This is the kind of thing in those raps that I was trying to explain in these rappers that are all for Harris. It's the stuff. The dancing is vile. The tweaking, twerking, whatever they call it. They're always doing simulated sex, always doing things that are repulsive, really. Soft porn, at least. And, this is the party of the left. These are the people that want to run the country.
Not just that, Joe, but they're just running those commercials. You got that Julia Robbins, and they're running two different commercials now that encourage women to lie to their husbands, to mm-hmm. They're encouraging women. And then you got Michelle Obama came out, and she's telling, you don't have to tell your husband anything. You don't have to listen to him. You don't have, you can vote for whoever you want. You don't. So, again, the Bible says rebellion is the same as witchcraft. It's the same as witchcraft. And speaking of rebellion, what is one of the things in the far left, if you can betray, with us, betrayal is something that we don't, you know, to us it's repulsive, betrayal.
Right.
But to the left, if you can betray someone with standing, someone with power, if you can betray them and get away with it, okay, then that adds to your standing within the collective. That raises
right.
your
stock.
Right,
that's why Kamala is so powerful, because, look, she betrayed Joe Biden, set him up, went along with, you know, and, you know, so there's a huge case of betrayal, perfect example, right?
Who was the one that was behind, though, who gave her the orders to do that?
Oh, I'm sure it was Obama.
Right,
some
exactly.
Some of his minions that got the word from him, but, I mean, Biden has not been running this country for, what, who knows, maybe a year, maybe longer. It's
have been, you seen some of the anger
that's been running things?
Have you seen, listen to Obama and Michelle, the anger? They've got a lot of anger there. They're speaking, yeah. Okay, they're
well,
yelling
the
at the bros.
The revolution was supposed to be over.
Right, and they're telling the bros, you're not falling in line, bros, right?
Yeah, you're not now, doing what we tell you to.
Now, this Doug Imhoff, now, this guy, how, is this guy really, he's a very wealthy Jewish lawyer. Now, is he stupid, or has he, what he did, what he's come out and said, with her reputation, he came out and he repeated it, where he said twice, where Kamala, she knows when times get tough, whatever, she puts her head down and goes to work. Now, is he cutting her? Is he throwing her under the bus? I mean, to say that, to do that, knowing
the implication, you know, yeah, but then he would back that up and say, you know, puts her head down and, you know, forges straight ahead, you know, bowls her way through. I mean, he could cover that, but look at him. He's
No. When he said this, it was almost, if you watched him, it was almost like he was laughing while he was doing it. I was watching.
I'm just saying they would cover for him and, you know, deny that's what he was talking about. But I agree with you. That's what he was. But he's a, look at him. He got a nanny pregnant, had a divorce. He's hit women. They said, well, he had his law office. All the women tried to stay away from him because he was old leech, and he always had grabby hands and comments made. And
just sounds like an overall creep.
Yeah, he is. That's a good word. I was trying to think of something I could say on the air. He's a son of a dog, you know. But
you have to understand the mindset of these people. They've got a different mindset like this. Look, if for them, if they see that Kamala's not going to make it, she's going to go down. She never was she was never a good candidate. She just was not.
She hasn't earned a single vote yet.
Right.
Now, maybe after tomorrow, but no primary votes, nothing leading up to this election right now, tomorrow. She has not yet earned a single vote.
And so if they see her, that she's going down, and with us, you don't kick somebody when they're down. You don't, but they're different. With those people, you do kick somebody while they're down if that'll raise your stock in the collective. I'm not saying I know that that's for sure, but I know the pattern with those people.
I see what you're saying, and I understand where you're coming from, but I really think it was just a stupid mix-up of words. Didn't realize what he was saying. I really don't think that he, of all people, would be trying to throw her under the bus, at least not yet, anyways.
Well, you might be right. I don't know, but I do know that there's a possibility.
It just doesn't make sense to me, because they're at least in their eyes, they've got to be looking at this, that we are so close to having another 4 years in D.C. like this.
Remember, Democrats do things that don't make sense.
Oh, I know that.
That's what makes them
Democrats. And evil always turns on itself. I know that as well.
Yeah.
But
they'll eat their own in a heartbeat. They'll turn on themselves. We've seen that happen time and time again, like they did with old Joe. And, you know, even Trump knows. Trump came right out and says, he said, look, he said, I think Joe likes me more than Kamala.
Okay? I bet he's voted for Trump.
Yeah, that's what he did. What Trump said. And because, you know, Trump has the inside on that. And so, yeah, well, we'll see what happens.
Joe's got to be bitter. He's got to be real bitter, Biden.
His wife even more so than him. But backing up on Kamala for a minute, she is a creation. I don't know, Kenny, you might not remember, but there was a music group way back when called the Monkees.
Yes.
And some producer decided he was going to make a hit band, and he just went and picked a bunch of people, put them together. They were a creation of Hollywood or the music industry, I'm not sure which was running it, but he decided he was going to make this all happen. It was totally a creation. It wasn't a group that got together that loved music, that were trying to make it big, trying to write songs. This was a made-up production, and he got them out there. They got famous. They got some money. This is what Kamala Harris is. She was picked to be the model. Everything about her was designed and built by somebody else. And what she was given, you know, on the teleprompter to speak, she can't speak without a prompter. She can't read without following directions.
Well, it almost reminds me of...
She's not even real. She's a creation of somebody. This is the image we want for the Democrat Party. This is the persona we're trying to sell you, and she's not even real.
It almost reminds me, I don't know if you remember, I think it was in the early 90s, Milli Vanilli, kind of along the same lines. Yeah. They didn't sing any of the songs. They all were all lip sung, and it was all a performance as opposed to actual artist.
Right, and that's what she is. It's a performance.
It's a performance, yeah. And if you take away her script, she's got nothing.
Right. And people are falling for that. I used to have some faith in this country, and if I'm sad to say I'm losing a lot of faith in people. I used to have more faith in the American people, but they've been brainwashed for so many years through the public school system. They no longer know how to think for themselves. They no longer know how to research or read. In fact, I've got an article meant to use on the air several times. In college, the professors are shocked. They can't get the college students to read a book. They don't have the attention span. They're having to chop their reading list. They're having to cut things down. Because all these young people know are sound bites, are short takes. Their attention span's so limited. It was like, Rita, what? I can't sit and spend, you know, a couple hours reading a book. You know, no matter how much information. We have this society that has been so dumbed down and changed that it is so sad. And we're seeing the results of it. These people that are, you know, following Kamala Harris, they have no idea what they're doing, why they're voting for. They don't know what she stands for, except they've been sold by the media that she is good, that that's what they need. Kind of reminds me of, what was that old Dr. Seuss, when he talked about the Sneeds. They were cutting down trees to make clothing called Sneeds, and the ad campaign was, Sneeds is what everybody needs. And they cut down all the trees to make these pieces of clothing that everybody needed because they were sold that this is what's in, what you need, and what you must have. And that's what's going on right now with the people.
Yeah, but you're no Sneed, Joe. Hey,
nope.
Listen.
I don't even wear them.
All right, very good.
And I don't share them.
Okay.
If you were,
Elder
if
Barkley, you were, tell us tell us about the Pentagon fails to send absentee ballots to active duty military.
Well, that was a reported from Alex Jones. But again, once it hit the airwaves, they tried to fact check it. But from this report, the military doesn't have enough ballots, or they don't have enough ballots for the military. to be able to, of course, make their vote and get that back. So this is becoming an issue because they were counting up the number of votes, and you're talking in some places over 100,000 votes that would be missing, and probably from the numbers I heard, at least a million or so, because they were given the number of military personnel that were at the various bases. I don't have that right here in front of me, but they were high numbers. So, again, some over 100,000. So, I mean, there are a lot of votes that would be coming back for our from our military. And they mentioned that most of those votes would be conservative. So, of course,
yeah, the military tends to go for Republicans. Yeah. Now, also, there was a win. We got a big win from the Supreme Court. They ruled that the DOJ, Merrick Garland, tried to sue the court. Let illegal aliens, non citizens, to vote, and the Supreme Court overturned it and said, no, you have to be a citizen to vote, and that was a big loss for Merrick Garland, for the very, very corrupt Merrick Garland. But we know, and that was a lot. I mean, you're talking about how many, over 30 million illegal aliens we have here? And so that's a huge, huge win for us. But then again, we know that, you know, when it comes to election fraud, again, the Democrats are to election fraud what Elvis was to rock and roll and Muhammad Ali was to boxing. There you go. And so here's another article. I mean, they're up to it. They're always at it. Kentucky touchscreen repeatedly won't allow voters to select President Trump. Election officials deny malfunction, then 4 hours later admit issue with ballot marketing devices. A voter in Kentucky sent out a warning on social media, and after a touchscreen voting machine would not let him select Donald J. Trump and his vice president, J.D. Vance. In a video recording posted on special media, the unidentified male can be seen. Same thing happened there in Texas. The same thing was happening in Texas. The machines. And what happened with Dominion? What did Dominion do about a week or so ago, a little more than a week ago, maybe about 2 weeks ago? Dominion came out and threatened to sue anyone who complained about, who made an accusation about their machines, okay?
Well, there's a sheriff in right now that is starting an investigation there in Michigan because there are problems with the Dominion voting machines. And the sheriff's office there in the state confirmed it's provided information regarding issues to state investigators in Texas back and forth between Texas and Michigan on the Dominion machines. And the Berry County Sheriff's Office in Hastings, Michigan explains it's got an ongoing investigation into election-related crimes and that they made referrals for criminal investigation to the Texas Attorney General's office. It ties in because it's they've got an investigation going into the Dominion voting systems, election systems, and software.
Now, I don't know if...
Same story. We've heard this one before, haven't we?
I don't know if there's any validity to this, but I did see on social media someone posted a picture of their ballot before they marked it, and there was a very small black dot already in the Kamala Harris and Tim Walz selection. And they said, hey, make sure you check this. So I want to get it out there just so people know, make sure you check that, because that very small dot there could misread things.
Well, this is why they're saying if you have your cell phone with you, once you've marked your ballot, then take a picture of it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did.
Yeah.
Prove what you do, right?
Yep.
I mean, isn't that sad that we would have to take in America take a picture of our own ballot to be able to prove how we voted?
See,
what did we come to?
To us, that would be wrong. That would be cheating, okay? To the Democrats, they've gotten so corrupted that to them, okay,
that's
a
nature.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is.
But you notice how all these irregularities and all these system errors only go one way.
Yeah.
You never see it the other way. You never do. I don't understand. I mean, if it was a legitimate error, I mean, why is it only choosing one side?
Mm-hmm. Back and forth, but that doesn't seem to ever be the case. And what gets me with this media is not just the lies and the deceit, but the lies of omission. I've got a story I found Fox News just broke tonight. Swing state food banks stretch thin as cost of living crisis creates crushing demand never seen before. High rent, grocery costs, other essentials left families struggling to put food, by Taylor Penley. He's an actual executive, I guess, with Fox. But Feeding America and West Michigan President Ken Estelle went on the news to discuss how this food bank is going crazy in some of these battlegrounds. And he's talking about it doesn't matter, rural, urban, the costs are hitting people all over, working people. And he said they're just being overwhelmed, their charitable food network for food assistance. And he said these staples, look, bread is up 28%, coffee 41%, flour 30%, ground beef up 43%, peanut butter, a staple for anybody with kids, 37%, and eggs 161%. And he's talking about the food banks are struggling. They have never seen this high of a demand that they can remember, and they go back a long time. And he's saying their organization serves 40 out of Michigan's 83 counties, and all of them are working on almost emergency basis. They do not have enough food for all the people coming in. And he's talking about how the truckload of supplies just can't meet it. It goes on and on and on. And numbers of people who are coming in, a 70% increase here, you know, all kinds of weird figures it would take all night to do. But he said, we've never seen this level of need in over 43 years we've been serving, higher than even during COVID, et cetera. So it's what they haven't been telling us. Also, I found a couple other stories that confirm this is going on in other states. The economy is that bad, but guess what? They've kept this kind of story out of the news almost all summer, haven't they?
Well, when they say the economy is good, it's good for billionaires. The economy is good for for those that have large amounts invested. For them, it's good. For the average Joe out there, no, it's not good. You know, when you're paying all of that. You know, they're making a lot of money, and, you know, the prices of everything up is up. And, they're making tons of money, the billionaires.
Yeah, but, and they're saying that's why a lot of the rich don't want Trump to win, because the rich and the big business, big tech, big business is going to lose money. Right now they've got a lot of cheap labor, and there's a lot of government handouts, subsidies, all this kind of stuff. The dollar's weak, and it's good for all kinds of things. And if Trump comes in, well, you know, he's going to try and take care of the working people, and it won't be so good for the big businesses, the big ones, not the small mom-and-pop stores, not small biz, but the giant corporations. Trump presidency would be better for the people in small business, so the big corporations are now swinging it against him.
Do you see where Boeing now says they've gotten rid of their Department of Woke?
I saw that headline. Yep. A lot of businesses are starting to get rid of that because it's costing them money. Their people don't like it. It's hurting their business.
Well, what you just said, that, you know, a good example of that is the unions, the the heads of these unions that are making $50 million a year, you know, they're all, they love the way things are going. But the people, the union workers, they're all in for Trump.
Yeah. This is really weird. It's like the working class against the rich and the elites, the Hollywood kinds that are making, you know, big money and spending, riding around in jets, going to big parties, and people who are out there working 6 days a week and sometimes two, sometimes three jobs, getting by, or like people I know that have farms and ranches, they have an outside job and still work, you know, 4 to 6, 8 hours a day on the farm to get by. And life is hard, but not for the elites.
Representative Marjorie Greene, so we started to touch on this last Friday, but we never got to it. Representative Marjorie Greene sounds the alarm after Capitol Police conduct late night casualty evacuation exercises with 12 helicopters buzzing over Capitol Hill. The Communist Party, the Democrats, are planning to maintain control of the Capitol. That's right. Oh, did you see Nancy Pelosi? Here she comes out today, and she says, she is out there saying that President Trump is starting to lose his mind. He's starting to have mental issues.
Mm-hmm. We know who's losing her mind, yes.
I wish people could have seen what you and I saw, Joe, in those videos that were taken there in San Francisco on their parade out there that they had with Nancy Pelosi standing out there with what just absolutely. I wish we could have made them look at that.
Oh, she was praising some of the most horrible, obscene sin you can imagine, things that never should have been in public, and she was complimenting it, praising it, and
You talk about
Trump losing his mind. She lost her soul a long time ago.
Yeah, that woman is as unclean gets. I mean, you know, now remember what Harry Truman said? He said anybody that goes into office and gets rich while they're in office, political office, you can bet they're a crook. She was worth $1 million when she went into the Congress. Today she's worth over $300 million. Do you think Harry Truman knew what he was saying?
I think he was right on the money, and she then is the poster child for how to use political office to get rich and famous and powerful.
All right. The U.S. Capitol Police, in coordination with federal agencies, conducted a casualty evacuation exercise Monday night, just over a week before Election Day. This was in a public notice, the U.S. Capitol Police started exercise. The evening, the United States Capitol Police and our federal partners are conducting a routine training exercise on the grounds of the U.S. Capitol. Please do not be alarmed if you see emergency vehicles and low-flying helicopters. You know, there was
because
something...
Because of the insurrection. See, they're trying to push for get the far right to have an insurrection, and so they can squelch the insurrection, put it down, and stop the MAGA people once and for all.
Do you remember the old C-47 flying boxcars?
Sure.
Well, what happened here, maybe once every 2 years where I live do you see military planes flying over. Two of those came, and they were flying, Joe, I'm telling you, they were flying so low, you know, I mean, it was not at treetops, but not far from being a treetop. And when they came by, the ground shook. The ground shook, you know. Mm. And I'm just wondering, what are they using, those big old props? What's going on there, and where were they going? This is something, you know, because nowadays when you see something like that, you have to wonder what's happening.
Yeah, well, look at what they're doing. They're putting up fencing around the White House. They're boarding up businesses there in D.C., putting up gates and fences, boarding windows and doors. They're preparing for this insurrection, you know. they're preparing for war if Trump wins, or if Trump doesn't win, then there'll be a resurrection, and if Trump wins, there's going to be all kinds of violence, looting. So they're preparing for major trouble. That was the one blessing this country had, where it was the idea we could have the exchange of power, and it was done peaceably, but we've deteriorated to the point where everybody is worried about all the bad things that are going to happen after tomorrow night.
Yeah,
and I just say we need to keep, all of us need to keep praying that it does not happen, because that would be really the end of our great republic to have that kind of thing happen.
The communists think that somehow they got a mindset that they're going to pick up around 20 seats in the Congress. Where do you think they get that from?
The propaganda put out there, because the Trump supporters, they think, well, people won't bother to go vote if it's a sure thing. The left is going to win, and so you want to be on the winning side, so go vote Democrat. You'll be with the winning side, and you won't be an enemy of the left, and there's all kinds of things in that scenario.
Yeah, I don't think we could stress this enough. People need to ignore the media.
Yeah.
Ignore the polls. Go out there and vote. Do your civic duty. Go and vote, regardless what the polls say. If the polls are saying Trump is winning in a landslide, go out and vote. If the polls are saying that Harris is winning in a landslide, go out and vote. Vote. Vote.
We won't
we
know.
We can't
for
say
a long
it enough.
Time. Yeah, who's really winning on this one?
Now, they're in Pennsylvania, the Secretary of State saying, I hope you people don't expect to get results, the night of the election. It could take as many as 14 days.
Good. Let's get everyone else in the rest of the country to go out there and vote and get to a point to where we don't need Pennsylvania.
Yeah, but look, what is that telling you? When she said that it could take as much as 14 days, they're telling you we need time to rig this election. We need time to find more semi-truckloads of phony ballots to come in from like New York, like they did last time. This is what they're telling you when they say that. Now, DeSantis, Governor DeSantis, there in Florida, he says tomorrow night by 10 p.m. we'll know who won the election. That's what he said in Florida. He said we'll know where Florida,
exactly.
Went
to. A well-run state with a good, solid governor, with good people in his state offices, good people in office underneath him, and look how efficient it's being handled. And then look at the blue states that are in chaos, confusion, machine problems, election problems, look at the difference. What kind of government would you rather live under? One that's got it under control, knows what they're doing, working for the people, or more chaos, confusion, and crisis? That's all we've gotten out of Biden-Harris.
Well, Kamala says her team of lawyers are already prepared if Trump declares victory early, as election tabulation could drag on for days and weeks. What is she saying?
She's saying this is the same kind of thing they pulled last time with the dragging it out, and all of a sudden we had all these Trumps ahead, and all of a sudden all these votes came in for Biden, right?
Right.
That's why the term is too big to rig. That's why everyone needs to get out there and vote. And don't vote alone. Bring a friend. Bring your grandma. Bring your granddaughter. Bring someone with you that's going to vote.
But
go and vote.
A Democrat. Their slogan was vote early, vote often. We can't do that.
No, no. We've got one vote each. We got one vote each. Use it and bring people with you. Make sure they use it. If your friends aren't voting, someone may vote in their place. They've got to make sure they vote. And I don't care if you're in a blue state, if you're in a red state, get out there and vote. Because if you don't vote, someone may be voting in your name. And the only way that you'll find that out is if you actually go and try and vote.
Well, more than that, I want to go on that. What was it? The 2020 election, about 25 million Christians didn't vote. Well, their candidate wasn't perfect. And you're looking at this, they're all saying, well, we're going to sit things out. and they gave reasons in a poll. Lack of interest in politics, 68%. 57 didn't like the candidates. 55 didn't feel like the candidates reflect their, quote, most important views. 52% believe their vote was not going to make a difference. 48% said the election results would be manipulated. Of course, now you realize they voted, you know, several different things that why they didn't. But the thing that matters, if you're a Christian and you don't go and vote, that means some anti-Christ progressive, some communist, socialist, anti-Christ progressive is going to vote, and their vote will count. And if you don't vote, yours won't. And we will lose by default. If all those 25 million people went and voted for Trump, well, I'm not getting everything I want. Well, in this world, we don't get everything we want. I remember Ronald Reagan very clearly said, I'd rather win an issue and get 80% of what I want rather than hold my ground and get nothing and lose. And if you don't vote, America loses. We have more, well, there'll be more abortions, more children sold into sex slavery, more children mutilated through these transitions, you know, sex changes, and all you're doing is allowing the devil to win the playing field, to run the game and win, and
because
I don't think
you refuse to play.
You're voting for the devil.
Yep. All right, Trump is about to win a Reagan-Carter-like electoral landslide. Here is the evidence. The polls that came out this weekend were fake news and election interference. This is for the Gateway Pundit by Wayne Allen Root. I smell a rat, a big fat Iowa liberal rat, with a fake poll in the Iowa newspaper. Then I sniffed out another false or fake poll in Midwest swing states. My gut has proven to be correct by one of America's most accurate pollsters. We have two big fat rats. This guy's got away with words.
Yeah.
Putting out Soviet-level propaganda to try to save Kamala's sinking ship and convince demoralized Democrat voters to come out on Tuesday for the most unlikely, unpopular, unelected, incompetent, lazy, radical communist candidate in the history of U.S. politics. I wonder what he really thinks of her, huh? This is something because there is a lot of panic. Some of those on the left are admitting that there's panic within their power, their party right now. And I'm talking about some of their pollsters. They're admitting that that is taking place. He goes on to say, Trump is clearly, based on every bit of recent data from both polling and early voting trends, pulling away from what I've predicted on a report 2 weeks now, a repeat of the 1980 Reagan-Carter electoral landslide. Well, you know, back in, they didn't have the ability to do what they, you know, the election fraud that they have today. We didn't have Dominion back then. But just as well as all the momentum has swung to Trump, we witnessed the early voting results with Democrat vote totals falling off a cliff, while Trump voters have come out in record numbers. Right in the middle of all that positive news for Trump, suddenly a couple of polls pop up that suggest all the momentum has switched to Kamalock.
Yeah, all last minute, right?
Yeah. It's amazing how those things happen, huh?
Yeah, there's about four or five different things. All of a sudden, stories now, last-minute shift to Kamala. It's shifting this poll, that poll, this state, that state. I mean, it's the same story all over the Internet. All of a sudden, last-minute, everybody's going toward Kamala. So, you know, here we again, they're playing these mind games. They figure, oh, the Trump people will be, we're losing, stay home. You know, they're playing mind games with you. Just don't listen to the press. Don't listen to the polls. We have to go vote for the person that is going to give us the best chance to return this nation back to those values, principles, ideas of the Constitution that were what based on God, the Ten Commandments of God, and the New Testament.
Well, did you fellows know that they're still investigating this? It's still going on over the 2020 election. Did you know that?
Okay. Oh, yeah. They're still fighting it, still looking at the fact they're finding more and more that there was more and more mischief going on, more fraud, more illegal votes. More comes out every day, but it's too late to do anything about it. But basically, Trump was the right.
No, it's not. No, it's not. If we get an actual attorney general, because the investigation is going on.
Yeah, if we get a real attorney general and a conservative government, we can do something.
Breaking news, Dem operative caught in undercover video explaining how they stole the 2020 election in Georgia from kicking out GOP poll workers, poll watchers, to nursing home ballot harvesting to identify a driver in the 2,000 mules, okay?
Gee, didn't we talk about all that stuff on the radio?
Yeah, we sure did. We did all of that, but they're just dealing this stuff out. But anyhow,
you mean that they're finally verifying and proving what we said clear back 4 years ago?
You know what? How much time does Joe have to give an invitation there?
Oh, we've got about 7 minutes.
Joe, you got 7 minutes. Make the best of it.
All right, I will do. Here it is. I was looking, thinking, what do I say that we haven't said on an invitation? What should I bring up? What's important? And two things came to my mind. Too many times, too many churches, nobody talks about the blood anymore. They try and stay away from that. And the sacrifice. So I want to do a hymn called Down at the Cross. Down at the cross where my Savior died, down where for cleansing from sin I cried, there to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. I am so wondrously saved from sin, Jesus so sweetly abides within. There at the cross where he took me in, glory to his name. O precious fountain that saves from sin, I am so glad I have entered in. There Jesus saves me and keeps me clean, glory to his name. Come to this fountain so rich and sweet, cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet, plunged into day and be made complete. Glory to his name. What do you mean, plunged into the fountain? The fountain was the blood that Jesus Christ shed on the cross. Pastor Ernie, you mentioned earlier this evening, the most precious substance in the entire universe is the blood of the Son of God. Jesus Christ came. His whole purpose in life, coming as a man, was to become the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world, because God the Father demands a blood sacrifice for the forgiveness of sin. And in the Old Testament, we see them having to slaughter and sacrifice a large bull to clean the priest so that he could sacrifice a small lamb for the entire nation of Israel. The wages of sin are death. God loved us enough that he sent his son Jesus to come and be that Lamb of God, the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. He came and went on the cross, and when he went to the cross, he took your sins, my sins, on his sinless, spotless soul. That emotional pain he suffered must have been far worse than the horrible beating, whipping, even the horrible death on the cross. He went there, died for me, and he died for all who will accept his offer of salvation. Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Have you gone to Jesus for that cleansing power? Do you trust him as your Savior? Are you willing to be washed clean? Have your soul freed from the horrible sin debt? Have your sins paid in full? Jesus paid it all, paid that price. They call it the soul-cleansing blood that makes us be able to be white as snow. And I think, and all we have to do is accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And if you think we are gaining eternal life, we're gaining forgiveness of sins, we're being allowed to become the children of God, and what we have to do is become a born-again believer, become a child or daughter of the living God. So what do we do, folks? Well, we have to pray. And there are so many ways to do it, but the thing is, it has to be from the heart. And if you would, pray along with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you, a poor, miserable sinner. I am unclean. I am unworthy. But I believe that your Son went to the cross and died, took my place, that he rose again from the dead, and he's sitting in heaven now, on your right hand. And he has now been given all power in heaven and earth. He is in control of everything. I believe this. And I'm asking you, God, to forgive me. Forgive me for those sins that caused you to place your Son on that cross at Calvary, that Jesus had to suffer and die for me so that
one
I
minute,
could be
Joe.
Free
one
from
minute.
Sin.
1 minute.
And if you do this with a repentant heart, then you can say, Lord Jesus, please come into my life. I want you to be Lord of my life, all of my life, without reservation, hesitation. I want to become a born-again believer. I want to become a son or daughter of the living God. I want to be a joint heir with you in everlasting life. And I give myself to you and will follow you as Lord all my days. If you do this, folks, you will become, Jesus will give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. That's your down payment on eternal life. That is your spiritual birth, your spiritual baptism, and you will become that new creation in Christ, and you will become that born-again believer with everlasting life, a son or daughter of God himself. And it will be the greatest thing that you can do, the most important decision you will ever make.
Amen.
But you must make it, and you must make it now, because none of
and
us know
must.
If we will have it tomorrow.
Yeah,
right?
Do it tonight. That's right. And keep
do it tonight.
Pray. Pray also for the election. Pray first of all, you know, for your salvation, then for the election. But we got to say thanks for being here. Good night.
Night.
God bless you
God
all.
God bless
out
you all.
There.
God bless.
And always, always,
always,
always,
always.
Ready?
Always.
Let's do it. Keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.